Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And on Search Content Management and also on Search CRM, one of our sister sites, we've talked quite a bit about the relationship between back office applications, which we cover in great detail, and front office or front-facing applications, and how we can sort of create greater connections between these two, greater connections between the data, and what impact that might have on users or customers and that experience. So today, to talk about some of these issues, I had the great pleasure to welcome back one of our content management contributors, Jeff Bach. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you back. And we're gonna dive into this topic with zeal. So why don't we get started? And my first question for you is, you know, we used to think about content management as kind of this hub for all our content needs and this repository for document management and collaboration and markup and all that jazz. But now, with interoperability between applications, how is the role of content management changing a bit to accommodate other applications and the way people work?
I think that's a great question, and I think to get started, I mean, we probably ought to start with defining our terms and what is ECM, what is Enterprise Content Management? And I would say it's an authoritative repository for sharing and collaboration. Now, way back when, we used to have office automation systems, and when you pulled back the covers of this, and as these technologies evolved in the late 1990s, we introduced systems where we could have a repository that was front-ended by relational database technologies. So we could have the full power of a relational database then accessing documents. That was great. It was a real breakthrough, but the problem was it was hard to implement. It took a lot of time to sort of set up the schemas. And then once you got this relational database ECM system installed, it wasn't very flexible. You had to check things in and pull things out, and it was a bit like any other relational database thing. It was very transactional. And along came another model of how to share things, and this is the network file sharing model, which is basically, we're all familiar with it. It was a sort of extension of our C drive on our PCs. We can't have our P drive on a file share someplace. And it was, you know, it was just really terrific. It was a great way to share things. But things got to be really, really messy. And along the way, there was another part of this whole model was around the sharing and security, where basically security was based around a moat. And I like to say it's sort of the fox and the chicken coop problem, that as long as people could stay out of the repository, everything inside was secure, but once you got in, it was basically fair game. Now, the other thing to mention is, what was interoperability 1.0? How could we use these kinds of shared ECM systems and actually have some kind of interoperability? Well, there was a limited amount of interoperability where people who were, let's say, live all day in a CRM system or an ERP system, could then call out to a repository of correspondence to see all the official communications, or could get access to installation manuals and provide information over the phone or online. This is good for warranties and record management kinds of applications. Now, to get to your question, I would like to say that we're getting to the next generation, which I'm going to call interoperability 2.0. And we don't really have a real good idea of what it is, but I think we know some things about it. First of all, it's more of a system of engagement than a systems of record, that we're able to, people are going to get engaged with each other and use the information to actually get work done. So it's going to be more structured and less ad hoc. It's going to be not only document-based, but we're also going to have to worry about a whole lot of rich media. And we will also have to solve another problem, which is how do you get with one person having access to information, can that person then share the information with somebody else or not? How you control that? And I think the way we're going to really define a lot of this stuff and really make headway is by thinking about the different categories, about the different kinds of metadata that we need to have in our overall environment that are really going to make things work. This is going to be a much more flexible environment than we've had in the past. Anybody who can tell you who worked with relational database information knows just how inflexible the metadata and the definitions of those criteria are. We're continually looking for new ways to become much more flexible.
So that's all kind of leading to the next part of this, which is, you know, the cloud and open APIs have really changed the nature of how applications work together. And what's the impact on users and workers where, say, an ECM system and a CRM system can connect better through open APIs?
I think there are a couple of things here. You know, part of when we think about ECM systems or even when we think about CRM systems, we are basically thinking about systems or they're being sort of hubs in the network, and we access that hub and we get things out of it. And we need to start this whole move to the cloud is really a move away from place and location to get us to think about what the experiences are. And so what we need to do is think less about storage and less about the objects of what they are, and more about the total experience that we're trying to create. And this is certainly driving a lot of the work at the open API level. Certainly from a technical perspective, it's becoming increasingly easy to ask engineers to integrate one type of information with another. Just think about how easy it is now to add a mapping experience into a document or to embed a video link into a sales promotional brochure that's delivered electronically. I mean, the whole link structure of the web is making this kind stuff incredibly easy. And what we need to do is sort of expand, you know, from a user experience point of view, we need to expand our imagination and think about what are the different ways that, you know, different kinds of information can be brought together to create an actual something that's valuable in business. And we really need to go and envision what these solutions need to be. It's not, I don't think it's the technology that's stopping us. It's our ability to dream about it.
So many thanks to Jeff Bock for joining us today and helping us think about some of these trends in web content management and digital experience. And for more on content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. Till next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz. Thanks for joining us.